Last year, the Natural Resources Defense Council issued a report detailing radically divergent weather patterns and how unpredictability and lack of snow could potentially jeopardize the future of winter sports, and with it, a major Vermont industry. Winter sports add an estimated $12.2 billion to the U.S. economy annually. Elizabeth Burakowski co-authored the NRDC report. She says that while many people are aware of global trends, what some don't know is that here in New England, winter is hit hardest by climate change.
I think it has been a little overlooked as to how much it has been warming in winter in our region. It is our fastest warming season.
The impact of rising temperatures on winter sports has already been felt in Vermont, where some ski areas have been forced to temporarily close due to lack of snow. Parker Reilly is the president of the Vermont Ski Areas Association. He says warmer winters throughout New England could hurt Vermont, even if there is enough snow at the resorts. He calls it the backyard syndrome.
But if there's no snow in the backyards of Boston and the tri-state area where 80% of our out-of-state skiers come from, it's really hard to get them motivated to come up.
Reilly, as well as other members of the Vermont Law Panel, cited emerging technologies in snowmaking as a potential solution going forward. But Elizabeth Burakowski warns that a low snowfall winter can cost the U.S. as much as $1 billion and between 13,000 and 27,000 jobs. And she says that's not just bad news for the winter sports industry, but for the character of New England.
It's worrisome for us, not just for the ski industry, but for our ecosystems, also for, you know, the general character of New England. When you think of New England, you think of snow in winter, and it's hard to imagine that we would have a future where it might be just brown.
For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.